The Senate is taking up the next COVID-19 relief bill, and joining us now on the KSRO Live line is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning.
So tell us where we are in the process right now.
Well, we're going to start seeing debate today, just a couple of hours, though, in the Senate before they move into what's being called the voterama, amendment-orama, essentially, where any member can put something forward to try and get it into the bill. It could take infinity hours. They could do this forever, but they'll eventually run out of gas. And the Republican proposals that are going to be tried to include it in this are not going to go anywhere because, of course, they're in the minority. So the question then is the timing of all of it. I think we're expecting that there could be a vote tomorrow, final passage of this $1.9 trillion relief package. Of course, it has to go back to the House for approval there. So this isn't like checks can start going out next week. The president does want to sign this before next Sunday, March 14th, because that is when some unemployment benefits are set to expire. So the clock is still ticking, but they're actually a little bit ahead of schedule because I think we're so used to things in Washington happening like the day before the deadline. Now we're at least the week before the deadline.
Now, what are Republican lawmakers saying about this bill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they at this point, there isn't a single Republican that's on board with this. They are opposed to the price tag. They are calling this a liberal wish list and saying it's going to add significantly to the deficit, that it doesn't do enough on vaccines. And what it does do, it doesn't get the funding out fast enough, especially to schools. Senator Mitch McConnell, the minority leader yesterday, called it a poorly targeted spending spree that doesn't give Americans what they need. Well, the Democrats push back on that, saying, you know, they have tried to focus this, that there is direct payments to most Americans. 158 million households will receive that $1,400 check. There's also the extension for the unemployment insurance program of $400 per week through August. $350 billion for state, local, and tribal governments, which was a big thing for Democrats all of last year in the COVID talks. Another thing that we're paying attention to is that $130 billion for K-12 education. Now, they're right, though, the Republicans, that some of that, most of it will not go out right away. It will go out later, but the question is, how can that help reopen schools right now?
Right. And if they're complaining, Republicans, that this bill does not get funding out fast enough, what is the logic behind, say, Senator Ron Johnson asking the entire 600-plus-page bill to be read? How does that make things go faster?
It didn't. It certainly did not. It was a stall tactic. You know, what he said he wanted to do was have Americans hear what was in the bill, which, of course, you could go to a website, click, and read it yourself, print it out if you really wanted to. But that was, you know, I think it's a gimmick, and we've seen this happen before. But interestingly, you know, they're going to do 20 hours of debate where Republicans were going to be able to, you know, lay out their objections to this and what they don't like. Because of some procedural maneuvers, that's only now going to be 3 hours of debate. And so whatever that tactic was by Ron Johnson to delay, it's actually going to speed things up today now. They're not going to have as much time for Republicans to go on the record on the Senate floor and voice their objections to this. So see how this plays out. But, you know, the expectation, of course, is that the Democrats control the Senate. They have that 50-50 split, but plus one with Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote. All expectations are that this is smooth sailing to final passage this weekend.
And then it would go to the House to approve.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then to the president for a signature. So probably at some point next week.
Wow. All right. Thanks so much for the update, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks. Have a great day.
That is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers.